Jeanne Holmes at Pro-Life Rally, The Abortionist Tried to Shut Me Up. By Robert Krajcik on March 4, 2020. At Wednesday's Protect Women, Protect Life rally in front of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., Jeanne Holmes recalled an abortion she had in 1991 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, as a freshman in college. The rally took place during the Supreme Court's hearing of June Medical Services LLC v. Russo, where the court will consider the case of Louisiana's 2014 Unsafe Abortion Protection Act, which requires abortionists to have admitting privileges to a hospital within 30 miles from their abortion clinic in case a woman needs emergency treatment resulting from an abortion. Transcript below. I was placed on a chair with legs in stirrups and the paid executioner approached. There was a medical assistant of sorts there. Suddenly a roar of vacuum sound so intense began that I realized the horror that would live with me for the rest of my days was about to begin, and I couldn't do a thing. I was frozen in fear. The abortionist asked me how far along I was, and the truth is I had no idea. How could I know? Had received no counseling, no medical care, no prior examination, nothing medical. They only wanted my money. I told him that, and he started anyway. The force that came from my suction abortion was so intense that it literally arched my body, constricted. I know that my baby was fighting to live, and if it were not, why was such force needed to rip it into a million pieces? Simultaneously at which my heart too was ripped into a million pieces. My baby died that day, but a part of me did, as well. I was petrified and felt an evil so heavy over me. I began to say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and it angered the abortionist. He told the lady there, make her shut up. The abortion felt like forever, but really it was just moments. I was led out of that room and brought into a dark room filled with cots. Ladies like me laid scantily clad in a hospital gown, most of them dirty, soiled, and bloody. And we were told to rest and wait till we were told to leave. No one came to check on us, to examine us, to see about us, to ask us how we were, nothing. I was then instructed to dress, get up, and leave out the back door. No one leaves out the front door. I would assume the zombie-like apocalyptic scene would be enough to make the women in the waiting room get up and run. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.